New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
K-Rock Klein Alley Show. Things are about to get real in a moment. Alley will be taking a pill live on the air. Will that be a fun party pill, which means she is not pregnant again and the quest and the journey continues? Or will she be taking one of them prenatals because she's growing a life inside of her? We're going to figure that out in just a moment. And then later, the real thing you've come here for today, Vanessa, back to another year of confusing the gays. And she said to us that they understood her very clearly this year, so it wouldn't be as funny as last year. And then there's this to look forward to.
Who is Sadie Schieffer? I don't know.
The question she was asking is, who is Scottie Scheffler, who is, one of the best golfers out there? Something that probably, more straight guys would know necessarily than gay guys. And this is how it came across.
Scottie Scheffler, I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
It's a lot of I don't knows, I don't know. So
just looking at each other and go,
Yeah, that'll be coming up a little bit later in another year of Vanessa Confuses the Gays.
Did he say, she said Saudi Shuffer?
She said it, well, first of all, she's asked this question to
she
a lot.
Schmigadoon.
She's Schmigadoon. Congratulations. She's asked this question to a lot of gay people. She did get the name wrong every time and always different.
Saudi Schieffer, I don't know.
Scottie Scheffler, I don't know. But the name did go a few different ways. I mean, she started it with...
Makeup.
Saudi Schieffer.
Saudi, that time she forgot.
Saudi
Schieffer. So anyway, that'll be coming up a little bit later this morning. All right, Ali, are you ready to get emotional and or good, bad, whatever? We don't know. I mean, you've really not even looked me in the eyes this morning, which makes me question if you are hiding something or you just don't want to give it away. And I did want to reach out to you all weekend because I knew you found out on Friday, correct?
Yeah, I found out at around 3:30 p.m. on Friday.
Okay, Friday was the day.
Yeah, 562 said it's probably a no for Allie, but hope you're doing well, heart.
All right, well, that should make you feel good regardless. You've got so a lot of positive love on the text line and the goat line, and I could play you all these messages now, but, let's not stall this anymore. And I will say that Allie has said many times off the air that as much as we are both very open about our lives
for better or worse,
that she feels incredibly guilty when she cannot do things, because the reason we are really here every day is to try to make you happy. That's the goal, and make you laugh and make the day, especially on Monday, a little bit easier to tolerate.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily think to share this entire journey because it is full of disappointment and, just the general reaction of everyone having to say they're sorry and that sucks and to be sad is not necessarily the morning fun that we would like to bring you.
Well, before you give the announcement and before you take the pill, and one of the pills you have is full of magic and drugs, and you will have a really weird and fun Monday. The other pill, I can't even tell which is the magic pill.
Looks more normal than the prenatal.
The prenatal,
right?
Looks like it should be full of magic. It's bright red.
Bright red.
So Allie's got a prenatal pill in one hand and a magic pill in the other that will probably immediately make her start to trip and roll at the same time. The other one is just going to give you a lot of fiber or something. Whatever's in those prenatals.
Klein brought in these magic pills. And you've taken these magic pills before?
Yeah, I would tread lightly, though. The magic is, I don't know how they...
Will I be able to function?
It'll be a fun rest of the
magic.
It'll be a fun rest of the show for you. That's for sure.
Magical ADD news.
I just want you to know, because for the people that aren't watching this, you can watch right now live on YouTube. Allie's going to put one of these pills in her mouth, and that will help us determine whether or not she is pregnant or not pregnant. She went with the Plan B, not the Plan B. Excuse me.
That would be so pointless if I did all of this and then took Plan B.
Taking the Plan B pill. No, excuse me. She went with the B team embryo, which was not her strongest embryo this round, but she decided, let's go ahead and give one of the bench players a chance.
Yeah, on a risk, I decided to go with the B team, the JV.
And we all talked about it, and we gave our reasons why we thought that was a smart move. But before you take the pill, Omar has two songs ready to go, depending on whether or not it's good news or bad news. So I will let you hear the songs that he has prepared for you right now. So if it is...
Because you had a bad day,
That's
I hate that song.
Well, that means you're pregnant.
Oh my God!
No, that means you're not. And if you are pregnant and you take the red pill, which means you're taking. So people listening will understand what's happening now, because we understand this is a radio show. First and foremost, not everyone can be watching us as we're streaming live on YouTube right now. Anything you'd like to say before you take a pill, Allie?
No. Does anyone want to give their guesses this time around?
No guesses.
Well, it's... Hold on.
Vanessa definitely thinks I'm not. If she's
100% there's a baby in there.
That's what she said last time.
That was
time.
The first time.
100% no.
You want to guess again, Vanessa?
No. No chances over here.
Not even gonna guess.
No, like, I just don't want to guess. You got this, girl.
Vanessa, what do you think is inside of her?
Who is Sadie Schieffer?
Okay, that's a good guess. She answered like...
Scotty?
I think she's got a Scouty Schieffer inside of her. All right, so I'm not going to... Jake, you want to bet or no?
Yeah, I got a guess.
You want to take side action or no?
Sure.
What are you going to go with?
I'm going to go with that she is pregnant.
You think she is pregnant?
Yeah.
How much money do you want to go?
I'll bet you all the money I have. $50.
Jesus.
What do you think, Lenny?
I mean, I don't want to root against Allie being pregnant because she really wants that. And it's worth much, not much more, but it's worth a little more than $50 for Allie's happiness for me. So that being said, I will still take your bet because the vibe I'm getting off Allie today is not happiness. But it's also Monday, and so I don't know. That's the general vibe I'm getting, but that's just me, you know.
We do
her.
Vibe with each other.
We do vibe. So Allie's got two pills. So, Jake, we're going $50 side bet action?
All money I got. Let's go.
All right, we're taking Jake's. And if you lose it, you're down to nothing, no money.
No, I got a fiver from China. That's
all
I have
left. China,
what's that? Seems like something someone's racist uncle would say.
Okay.
All right,
no,
fine.
I'm serious. I have a $5 bill from China.
$50, Jake. All right, Allie's got two pills once again. In her left hand is a red pill, which is a prenatal. In her right hand is a magic pill that is full of magic. And
it's
I believe
not the right hands, but yes.
Okay, I got the hands wrong, but I'm dyslexic. Anyway, regardless, you can look right now. She's going to put one of these pills in her mouth, and that will let us know. Is there a baby inside of her, or is this journey going to continue? And is she going to have a wild Monday? Here we go. She's looking at both pills. One of them will go in her mouth. She's... Allie took the red pill.
Because you had a bad
day. No, what's wrong? What's wrong? Allie. Put the other one on. Damn it, Omar. You're ruining the moment. This is the moment.
Turn it off.
She's holding. Hey, give it up for Team B Team.
Understudies. Yep.
You were not the first choice. Middle children. You
and
are.
And I'll make
not.
Sure that baby knows it.
Here we go. Allie, come on. You're pregnant. Yeah. I just lost $50 to Jake.
Deal with that money.
How does that feel? You had a bad day and you take it one down.
That sucks for me. Allie,
I know, it worked.
Wow.
It's still really early, though, guys. So, you know, I'm actually testing again tomorrow just to keep on the up and up, make sure everything's going good.
But in this exact moment, at right now,
I've got a human life inside.
You are pregnant right now.
Yes. And my boobs hurt.
And your boobs hurt?
Yes.
Oh, Allison.
Wait, does this mean we got to call Crystal B or Alina Abovia now?
Yes.
Thanks, Johnny. Glad you're on one.
Yeah. Get a Abovian on the phone immediately.
Abovian has a
post up right now.
All right.
Yeah, get a post up.
Thanks. I'm glad you guys are excited.
So Abovian's in. Allie's out. Great. Good luck. We'll see you in 9 months. All right. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. So you found out Friday.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I am. I think it's weird doing this, like sharing the whole process publicly, because usually when you get a positive pregnancy test, you don't really tell people until you're out of the first trimester, just so you can kind of protect yourself, protect other people's feelings, all that kind of thing. So because I've been so open about the whole IVF process, everyone knows that I got the transfers. Everyone wants to know how it turned out. So it's like, yes, everyone knows very early on, and it is still early on, but I have a positive pregnancy test and I'm happy with that.
And B-Team, shout out B-Team. I think we played this beautifully. I think it was all the voodoo, all of the taking the pressure off. I'm not going to take full responsibility for this, but I feel in many ways that it was all of my doing. So congratulations. Okay. You're welcome.
A18 said the Latina dancing worked. Yes, yeah. Exactly. I did play salsa music as that was happening, and that was Vanessa's advice.
Allie lived her life like a Latina, and if you need to get pregnant, you live your life like a Latina.
Yeah. Vanessa's got to be the godmother.
She's got to be. She's absolutely got to be. Vanessa could actually probably go in there, fit in there, and just start playing with this thing
just
right now.
Just keep it company.
Just have a little play date, Vanessa.
I think the good thing is that Fat Allie's going to be back, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, one last time.
Hey, can we get that dump truck and bring Fat Allie back in? Because, goddamn, we miss you. This whole better yourself nonsense has got to stop. It's not good for comedy.
I really don't want to gain as much weight
as I did
last time.
And last time, Allie put on 75 kilograms, okay? Which works out to way more than 75 pounds.
Kilograms?
Yeah. That's right. Here she comes, everyone. Let's salute the return of Fat Allie.
I feel like I'm already showing.
Hey, Tyler, you're on K-Rock. Good morning. Wow, phones are, everyone's excited now. Go ahead, Tyler. Hi.
Just want to say, go underdogs. I was told not to curse, but it's really difficult. F you, Allie.
Yeah,
very
you.
Excited. A lot of people saying Klein Steaks are the difference this time.
Everybody contributed.
Give her all that meat. Got that meat inside of Allie. She needs some of that man meat to make it happen. And we did it. Happy Pride Month. Hi, Claudia on K-Rock. Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Latina dancing.
I know it was. It was the salsa dancing. I got to keep doing
it. In honor of Allie's Latina dancing that now has got her to be pregnant. Here we go. We're celebrating that womb. That's don't do that. You just made that was a very white lady dance. Don't do that. You're gonna lose it. Don't.
You're gonna lose.
Stop that white lady dancing immediately.
714 had a great question. Are you now going to take the magic pill?
That's a great idea.
I was not planning on it, but that's going to change my day.
Magic all around.
I think I have to go to a class end, year end party for my kids today, but sure, what the hell? Why not? Hand me the magic pill.
Okay.
Hand me the magic pill. That's fine. If we're all taking pills around here.
Which one was the magic pill?
Allie took the prenatal, which means Klein's going to take the magic pill. These pills have an undisclosed amount of magic inside of them. And just so you guys see, we're all on the up and up. It's gonna get weird today.
Oh, no.
Warning everyone, this is going
to
get weird starting now. For you and for your unborn child, magic pill. Well, you're not going to tell us gender, right? Not yet?
Nope, not yet.
Huh?
Bro, I'm going to have to drive this guy home later, man.
All right.
Omar, hit my song.
Oh, sorry.
You had a bad day.
No, it's going to be.
Because you had a bad day. All right,
celebrations all over the place. Allie has just announced to the world that she is pregnant, but there's going to be another test today to confirm it. But she said her boobs hurt.
Yeah,
and
I'm having a lot of trouble sleeping already. There's stuff happening.
I've just taken magic, and we'll see what happens with the show after this. More show continues.
Something growing in both of us.
We continue next on K-Rock.